May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for April 29th, 2017. I just got back from an amazing trip to New York City to visit my son Jeremy and his fiancée Heather this last weekend, and I'm also excited to share some interesting news articles from this last week. So this is a special report today on the Global Freedom Initiative with May Day, Patriots Day, just 2 days away. Global freedom and opportunity has been surging with general enlightenment worldwide, thanks to our new net reality with the instant everywhere and interactive internet. And there are some very big issues I'll be discussing today. So I'll be doing a reading from the article I just published at heartcom.org. This is the latest article in the archives at the HeartCom network that you can find at heartcom.org. So you may want to pull that article up in another window while I do this reading, because it has embedded videos and linked articles that you may want to see after I discuss them. Today I'd like to, someday I'd like to create YouTube videos with narrations like this and with video clips of the articles and videos I'm referring to. But for now, this is the best I can do. First, let me take a break and do the global cosmic weather report. The quantum morphogenic field of Earth right now has a very intense astrology psychology, with Saturn conjunct the galactic center and a grand fire trine with Uranus and Mercury that are conjunct in Aries, and trine the north node in Leo in the 11th house of Aquarian mass communications. So it's perfect weather for slipping the surly bounds of time and space while discussing the amazing developments that are now shaping our world. So this is the 23rd chapter of the Ascension Intentions series I've been writing since the first of the year, and it's called The GCR, Global Currency Reset and Universal Love Gold Standard. So I'm going to take it from the top. And again, this is the article that you can access, the recent article in the archives, by way of heartcom.org. So the GCR, the Global Currency Reset, and the Universal Gold Standard. It's also known as the Worldwide RV, the Revaluation of Currency. And this reset is the systematic shift from the value of scarcity economics, to the value of abundance, abundant love above all. Of course, when I'm referring to love, people on the show know that I'm referring to the frame of reference for the love model, the geometrically ordered divinity, the law of the angles, the language of the angels, with the linear L, the nonlinear O, the Trinity, and the V, and the four quad E, as in looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization. And these are metaphors that I've integrated in this model for referencing a concept of universal cosmic love, which the show is named after. So I began this article on April 26th on the new moon, and upgraded this today. This is just published. And it's got graphics, infographics throughout this article, which you can't see unless you pull it up in your in a window, and the infographics, videos, and links I'll be going through, referencing and providing some commentary on them. So these videos and articles of the week comprise a full spectrum of perspectives on the systemic global reset. I mean, this is a whole systems upgrade, reboot, reset that's going on globally right now. And when I preface this article with the show today, we're getting into the cosmic weather, the cosmic astrology, psychology. This is a global phenomenon that this weather is being felt worldwide, and there's levels of intensity within the quantum field, the morphic field of collective consciousness, that is beyond what I referenced in that brief vignette with the trine, the trinity, the fire trine that's going on right now during the show. So I should mention, you know, with what I'm going to be going through is some pretty heavy stuff, but at the bottom of this article, and if I have time, I hope to I'll try and go through this fast enough so I can reference some of the more enlightened spiritual videos that are at the bottom of the article, which will be closer to the end of the show. So to begin with, the most important big news that you are least likely to see on the boob tube, you know, corporate media, is the spiritual evolution, revolution, revelations that are shaping the mental, emotional, physical, and financial developments with our new instant, everywhere, and interactive internet capabilities. This is the global reset infrastructure, you know, the internet, how we're all connected, how we come into unity, community, through communications. And we're really looking at the big picture here is the family of mankind now in a global village. So we have billions of global netizens, you know, online citizens now, who are tuning into the independent media sources on the internet, which are exposing the big lie that divides us and the whole truth that unites us, us as united sovereigns of Earth. So the keynote here, as far as a frequency shift, is that fearless faith in the whole truth naturally neutralizes faithless fear in the big lie. So you got the whole truth and you got the big lie. You got fearless faith and you got faithless fear. And this is a choice everyone's going through, experiencing in different regards. When we're centered and connected, you know, it's the fearless faith and with the whole truth. And when we're not heart coherent or mind congruent, we tend to the faithless fear and the big lie. And this is the core of the issue, and it's a process. And this process of conscious evolution revelations on a global scale is rapidly morphing the matrix of net reality with a compelling common sense of that which unites us, united sovereigns, with peace, health, and prosperity. So this process of evolutionary ascent is a dimensional shift in our social networks, a general enlightenment. Now I have the word dimensional shift hyperlinked. You can click on that and go to an in-depth article on the dimensional shift that I've worked on over the years as kind of a keynote, because this dimensional shift is a keynote concept that helps to understand the energy fields, the unified field, the quantum field, sometimes called the source field, which is the energetic terrain for our biological terrain. It's the etheric blueprint, you might say, of the physical octave 3D that we live in. Now, I'm not saying that this process, this evolutionary ascent process, which has really picked up momentum and going mainstream now through the internet, which has become the mainstream media. This happened a couple years ago, and most people in the U.S. and worldwide were getting their independent news from the internet because the corporate media is no longer independent and has resorted to outright propaganda, which I'll be going into. So I'm not saying that this shift will be easy and without disruption, but this is the natural trajectory of personal and planetary freedom and opportunity with intention for ascension of a 3D to 5D nature, you know, this understanding of 3D, 4D, 5D, you know, this has been the content of a lot of my material over the last couple years in particular, and understanding the dimensional shift that's in process. And we're talking about a shift from cyberspace to inner space, from the internet to the inner net, of effective sensory perception. Now, that's effective sensory perception, not extrasensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. It's just effective. And as the veil thins and in higher dimensional realms, you might say, and it's thin for a lot of people now, and a lot of people are having different types of effective sensory perception. Everyone has them sometimes. You know, it's sometimes when you're hot, and you're perception is more effective. So I have a quote here that kind of references the challenge of this time. This goes back to the political works of Thomas Paine, you know, back during the Revolutionary War, which is an exact parallel to what's going on, you might say, to the war in the members of humanity right now on a global level. I mean, the parallel to what happened in the United States with the revolution to basically initiate the great experiment in representative government. This is what's going on globally now with the internet. And the models for that are sometimes something I focus on a lot in my articles, and I'll be going into that today. And this quote from Thomas Paine goes like this, quote, "Tyranny like hell is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. 'Tis dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated." So this is a global issue now, just as freedom was a huge issue with the American colonies. And this is part of the core dynamic we're seeing globally. So understanding the whole systems governing this reset, this revaluation and reboot of our core institutions is what I'm going into today. And to begin with, understanding the economic system we have now is understanding how it's based on ownership and control by banks through personal and social debt, not credit. This debt-based system is called scarcity economics, which is based on the value of scarcity, not abundance. So the value of scarcity is an oxymoron, which means it's an inherent contradiction of meaning. And the fruit of that backward system of incentives has devolved into a scarcity of ethics with highly organized greed that has usurped constitutional law, putting stockholders before the public whenever profits are at stake. That's corporate law, which is virtually diametrically opposed to constitutional law. And as Thomas Paine said in Rights of Man back in 1791, that there are men in all countries who get their living by war and by keeping up the quarrels of nations is as shocking as it is true. And this, of course, was the whole reason for the revolution, the American Revolution, and it's the whole reason why there is a global revolution in higher consciousness called General Enlightenment that's matriculating the matrix of global humanity, global civility at this point. So, betrayal of public trust with this economics of scarcity and wars and disease and, you know, for profit, this has reaped the whirlwind of war for profit, disease for profit, and media propaganda sustain this virtual insanity that makes a killing on war, disease, dysfunction, and devolution. So I have an article here referencing this concept, which is, you might say, the dark side of the force, the deep state, and what's going on with foreign policy with America, and ties in directly to the global economic reset right now. And this is an article on the balkanization of Syria and Iraq and the roadmap to U.S.-Israel hegemony in the Middle East. And this is an article from April 23rd, this last week. And again, most of these articles, almost all of them, and videos are from the last week, if not important enough from the before that to reference again today. So this understanding of what's been going on with foreign policy and how we're kind of at a critical turning point is referenced in this article. And what it's saying basically is how we have often been told that the invasion and occupation of Iraq and the war in Syria are disastrous failures of Western foreign policy. But this is sometimes referenced in the mainstream media, but this article, which I provide the link to here, this article argues that the architects of these wars were and are well aware of the destabilizing consequences of their military efforts, and in fact had always regarded the breakup of Iraq and Syria along sectarian lines as a desirable outcome. And viewed from that psychopathic perspective, post-9/11 Western Middle East policy is not a failure but a success. The millions of deaths and injuries resulting from these horrific wars and displacement of several million more are nothing more than collateral damage to achieve U.S.-Israel hegemony in the region. Most people don't realize that what we're seeing is World War III, but the warfare is psychological this time, and we're all on the front lines of this external-internal conflict between the big lie and the whole truth. Now, as a metaphysician with my finger on the pulse of global net reality, it's obvious to me that there is a deep disease in the body politic that is beginning to heal with a surge of social conscience in our global social networks. There's now more than 4 billion global netizens who are online and networking for the net worth of net reality with abundant conscience, the genesis of a global economics of abundance. So I'm going to go into the May Day portents, corruption's disruption. And there's nothing like global enlightenment for exposing and neutralizing the dark, deep state policies that have succeeded, quote unquote, to the extent of gross polarization between the self-serving interests of the deep state corporatocracy and the public-serving interests of United Sovereigns, the United Sovereigns of Earth, all of us. But the whole truth of Earth's divine destiny, to empower wisdom with universal love, will not be mocked. So the point here is that full disclosure is going mainstream with movies like the one I feature here, called Unacknowledged. It's part of Stephen Greer's Disclosure Project, and also with that trailer of the movie, I've included a red carpet premiere of Acknowledged, which is one of the best documentaries on the truth embargo and other deep state policies that maintain a scarcity of truth, you know, the big lie that is so big and so bold and so often told that the whole truth now has greater value. In other words, you can only, with the internet, basically unveiling knowledge power worldwide. You can only cover up, you know, the whole truth for so long, and then it reaches a critical mass where people are waking up to the whole truth, see the value in the whole truth, and that value, the vision of virtue and value for the victory of overcoming, you might say, the cover-ups and the disinformation and the fake news and the false flags, that becomes important, understanding what's really going on. And this is where we're at as a global village, the family of mankind and global village. I mean, humanity now has reached a vital crossroad, and we must evolve to survive and thrive. And there's nothing more valuable than a vision of valor for victory of civility's success on Earth. So at this point, I'm include a recent video by Benjamin Fulford. And those who've been following my news compendiums, I quite often reference Benjamin Fulford. He's one of the best sources I've found over the years regarding a lot of things that are going on behind the scene with a restructuring of global economics and the social, political, and economic ramifications of this behind-the-scenes adjudication of all of our core social institutions. And so I provided a link to his recent video, and it gets into the international, you might say, intrigue and treachery. Things are going on behind the scene that we will never hear about in the corporate media. And I have several articles today that reference that. And according to this video and multiple independent sources that I have and that Fulford has, something huge might happen on May 1st. This is the day when the U.S. government shutdown will happen unless the debt ceiling is raised, government debt service ceiling. Anyway, there's an article at Zero Hedge with more details on that that you can go to. It's important to understand how global net reality has thoroughly exposed the big lie of the deep state of corporate tyranny that has monopolized banking and privatized our core social institutions for their profit at the expense of public peace, health, and prosperity. Believe it or not, that's all about to change. I had to get a drink there. Be aware that fear-based psychology of subservience to tyranny is losing its grip on our social consciousness. That which inverts or perverts freedom surrenders sovereignty for security until one is virtually an insecure slave to powers without ordained principle. So to fear disruption of corruption means a scarcity of faith in our self-correcting evolution, revolution, and higher conscience. In other words, you know, the only place to go is up. Up in vibration, frequency, conscience, and this is the conscious evolution process. And this is always in the 3D, which is where we're at, our physical bodies here. There's always this tension between higher spiritual principles and prevailing social, political, and economic momentums. So the quote here I have here from Thomas Paine, this is from his Common Sense, which really sparked the American Revolution back in 1776. And he says, "Those who profess to favor freedom and yet depreciate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its waters. This struggle may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one. Or it may be both moral and physical, but it must be a struggle. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue until they are resisted with either words or blows, or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress." Same thing can be said with the deep state today. And again, this is the core issue that's being unveiled, being exposed. Boy, the last several months, you know, all this exposure on the deep state has created this whole controversy over real news and fake news, because the fake news is saying they're the real news, and the real news is saying they're the fake news. And a lot of people have been, you know, this is the struggle. So there's an article here, that was just April 2nd, from the Vin blog, and there's a link on that, that the deep state begins to reveal itself. So that gives some insight on what the deep state is and how it's clearly showing its hand, which is the first stage, first step for neutralizing its effect. So this deep state has become what can only be described as institutionally insane in recent days as the May 1st bankruptcy deadline looms. This global economic reset, the deadline, May 1st bankruptcy deadline, where the debt ceiling of Congress has to be met somehow. And the deep state's recent attempts to start World War III in Syria and North Korea are being followed up with repeated threats of nuclear and bioterrorism, as reported April 26th in the article, which I have linked here, nuclear attack drill in New York City area. Boy, you want to freak people out. Just tell them they're having a nuclear attack drill in your area. And that's a big area. So this inordinate fear porn is because the deep state's time is short and their fear is great. They're wanting mass fear to sabotage faith, which is a psychopathic psychology for our Pavlovian subservience conditioning. And again, you know, they resort to faithless fear. So the sabotage fearless faith, and it's, again, the whole truth versus the big lie issue. And this is something we're seeing, and you might say it's been heating up, and there's some virtual, what it's referred to here is institutional insanity. And there's an article that references better called Big Stories to Control Mass Media Refuses to Report Truthfully. It's in Veterans Today, which is generally a really good source of information. And this was a good article that kind of does an overview on the whole truth, directly challenging the big lie and big stories that the controlled major media refuse to report truthfully. And as the article references, if you watch the evening national network news and expect to get the truth about any major event there, you are sadly mistaken and actually wasting your time with big lies, false narratives, distortions, and U.S. government disinfo by way of major corporate media propaganda. And there's an infographic here that on the Federal Reserve Board 1917 and how they looked at what they were doing. Of course, most people who are generally enlightened and reading independent news are well aware by now that the Federal Reserve Board is not federal and has no reserves, and it's privately owned by a cartel of bankers and corporate leaders to own and control the physical and financial resources of the public. So since corporate media is closely aligned with the deep state, their thinly veiled propaganda is programming war with Russia, blaming Russia for Trump's election and for defending Syria from the same U.S. Mideast policies that have killed millions and created millions more refugees. Point here is that the corporatocracy, the deep state, sometimes called the shadow government, it has no shame. It's been demonizing the Russians to blame them for the corporatocracy's inept and bankrupt policies. So this brings us back to the global economic reset and the RV, the revaluation of the currency, global currency, which has advanced over many years. This is a process that's been going on for many years, and I've been reporting it for years. And it's defining success of this RV is the ongoing realization of an ethics standard for revaluation of the next economy. An ethics-based currency standard is required to optimize the valuation of an emerging gold-backed currency for exchange of goods and services with accountability to the golden rule, the gold standard. And this includes a global gold standard with the currency of conscience. You know, the global rule for global net reality, and that's a link, global net reality, that references our five core internet freedoms, which is an update of the five core constitution, an upgrade, you might say, a communication, electronic age, space age upgrade of our five core constitutional freedoms, and what that looks like and the implications of that, you know, upgraded for our global village, for the internet, in terms that will culture social conscience in our global interactive social networks. So revaluation through evaluation, you know, the process with cyber ethics, you know, the E in cyber ethics is emphasized for evaluation. And there's a link on that term cyber ethics, which is kind of the keynote to a lot of the articles I've been publishing recently, the concept of hardware, Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics, the next phase of the computer internet revolution and what that will look like and how that works. And this will naturally raise the standard of loving at the heart of a standard of living, an enlightened standard of universal cosmic love at the heart of net reality. And we're talking about, for TLC, you might say, at the heart of telecommunications, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce. I mean, if you take telecommunications, for example, all our social, political, and economic problems are at heart communication problems, how we come into unity, the e pluribus unum that's on the Great Seal of the United States, out of many one, you know, telecommunications, and global telecommunity. Common sense, unity, and global community represents the gold standard for civility, with the golden rule for all of us. And again, I'm referencing with an article link, the five core internet freedoms are an upgrade of our five core constitutional freedoms in the internet age. And what that looks like as the gold standard for all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth, telecommunity. And the concept of teleconscience, that which cultures social conscience in anyone's social network community, will likewise serve the gold of, by, and for teleconscience in our social networks. Again, the currency of conscience is the quintessential heart or gold standard for unity and diversity and for the next economy. You might say the underpinnings of the currency for the next economy is the currency of conscience, teleconscience. Interactive, mass-to-mass telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, and telecare, universal telecare. Free online universal self-care will take telemedicine to a higher level of evidence-based science with optimal informed choices for the analysis, management, and management of personal health care. And ethical telecommerce. The higher the standard of cyber ethics at the heart of global communications, community, conscience, and telecare, the greater the results. So, as Ronald Reagan said, peace is not absence of conflict. It is the ability to handle conflict by peaceful means. Which brings us back to a complete global system reset. And there's a quote here that this global economic reset will be the first time in history that we will actually have a complete global system reset. I mean, the American Revolution was an American system reset. But now we're looking at globally the new Republic of America, the I Am race. And again, America, if you scramble the letters, it's an anagram for the I Am race. You know, I am that I am in a can, I am in a will, done deal, winning from the beginning, you know, the affirmation, confirmation, determination, integration of I Am, which is one of the names of God, love, source, the field. So it's not aptitude, but attitude that determines whole systems reset altitude, whether we soar with the eagles on thermals of grace or scratch with the turkeys on bugs of begrudge. And to emphasize that, reinforce that, there's a quote by William James who says, whenever you're in conflict with someone, there is one factor that can make the difference between damaging your relationship and deepening it. That factor is attitude. So keep the faith, the good attitude, pure intention. Hold the vision, see the good, focused attention. Embrace the virtue, heart coherence, love's retention. Make the vow for congruence, which is conscious ascension, and claim the victory, 5D direction for enlightened comprehension. And I have 5D direction hyperlinked to an article from the ebook, First Chapter, Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age. You want to read that to get a really good understanding of 5D in an with some exquisite metaphors that integrate many of the archetypes that deal with conscious evolution, the collective consciousness of humanity. Sometimes Jung referred to it as the collective unconscious. But these are universal archetypes that deal with the prime directive. And it's a good orientation to what dimensional shift in 5D is all about. So basically it is this pure intention that focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension into higher dimensions of enlightened comprehension. This is the Aquarian mandate. I have a whole article on the Aquarian mandate, hyperlinked there. If you haven't read it, it's a good orientation that what we can look forward to as the sometimes referred to the quantum age or the Aquarian age, that we've definitely got one foot into. We're right on the cusp of it, and it's coming on like gangbusters. Some are already there. There's many doing catch-up right now very quickly, and this is kind of the heart of the direction, of the prime directive for our personal and planetary conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. So we're talking about global reset with the gold standard of buy-in for universal love, the TLC heart of social conscience. And again, TLC referencing telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce. The TLC as a function of social conscience at the heart of those processes is really the dynamic which is defining the rise of the divine feminine. And things have been out of balance with these patriarchal institutions that have been out of balance with matriarchal divine feminine principles. And this whole reference to TLC and heart coherence as the heart of this process, as part of the gold, the alpha and the omega of creation. This is the omega, the divine feminine aspect that is coming into balance and is waking up, wising up, and rising up in our collective consciousness. So it's all a matter of mind over matter with the spirit that matters. If there's no heart-mind connection, nothing matters. The mind is heartless. But with heart coherence, there is mind congruence. And everything matters with the heart of SMART. And this is, again, referencing with a hyperlink to this Heartware cyber ethics, what that looks like, how that works to define the next phase of the computer internet revolution. And it kind of breaks it down and makes it simple. So this resurrection of social conscience gold from west to east is for ascension of gold standard value in both hemispheres of the world. And this is the Heartware project that I've had referenced on the show here several shows ago. And there's a link there for more on the Heartware project, which is what this development will look like, development of Heartware, how that works, how it's structured. Following this reference, we're back to going back to what's going on with global economic reset, and there's an article here, Russia and China preparing alternative banking architecture. There's a video there that kind of focuses on what's going on with Moscow and Beijing as they join forces to bypass U.S. dollar and world money. So another article here from Anonymous Headquarters, Russia leaving global banking systems, dumping the U.S. dollar for gold. Now, again, this process has been going on for years. The whole story of the BRICS nations, have been on, they've been aligning with the gold standard that Russia and China have been developing. And this is a process that, if it's successful, it will not cause major disruption if it's successful. There will be this shift behind the scenes, and the public will see the manifestation of it in terms of a level of stability with a new global currency standard that is a win-win rather than a win-lose. You know, everybody wins rather than, you know, some, you know, nations, dominant nations winning and everyone else losing. And this is really critical. And for those who really want to understand this global currency reset, there's another video by Kerry Cassidy of Project Camelot interviewing Catherine Austin Phipps. Now that's, you know, I could do a whole show on that alone discussing that. But you can view it at your own leisure, and there's good stuff in there, and maybe too much information, but your choice. What's going on with the media, and there's an article here on how modern reality is being manufactured, and you might say this is propaganda's paradigm paralysis. And, you know, the concept here is what lies behind us and what lies before us are small matters compared to what lies right to our faces. So this article and the video is included goes into how mainstream media is like the digital hive mind and how it's no longer science fiction. This hive mind concept, how digital media and the corporate media, how they've been manufacturing unreality and calling it real. Of course, again, this is that issue, fake news, real news, and a lot of people are really confused about this. You might find this interesting. So just as there's very little mind congruence without heart coherence, which I've said several times today already, there's little value in physical gold without an ethical gold standard, a golden rule standard for cooperative co-creation of win-win virtue and economics of abundance, rather than the win-lose economics of scarcity. I'm repeating this theme consistently because a lot of people can't get out of their head that our economic system has been self-sabotaging because it's based on the oxymoronic value of scarcity. And it's so entrenched, and we're taught not to think about it, and the whole history of the fraud with the Federal Reserve banking system and how it has virtually sabotaged core constitutional freedoms, because corporate law is virtually the antithesis of constitutional law. This is a key understanding of the shift that we're seeing in process. And this is all prelude to the Aquarian quantum age. And quantum science is now validating the value of these first principles of basically the quantum field. And when I say the quantum field, the glue that holds together the quantum universe, you know, in an instant, everywhere, interactive process from the torus field of an atom to the torus field of our galaxy, which has a giant torus field in the great central sun, and all galaxies, they're all connected with an instant, everywhere, internet. They call it the cosmic internet, and I'm going into an article here shortly that will reference this. This is a huge breakthrough concept that, once understood, helps to understand what's at work with effective sensory perception that's instantaneous. There is no time lag. It's way faster than the speed of light. This is quantum science is now validating all this. And this is the science of heart coherence, that there is this frequency, heart coherence, which is the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's the frequency of joy and bliss and love. And this science of heart coherence, which is the spherical conscience of the circle in the love model, you know, the circle, triangle, square, the L-O-V-E, the geometric ordered divinity, the O, which in the larger graphic representation of the love model, there's a small O in the L, of course, the full O in the O, and there's a small O at the base of the V in the, you know, thesis, antithesis, synthesis is a smaller O. And in the E, there's a circle, a small O at the very center of the four sides of, you might say, the graphic looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization, the four sides. And of course, that circle is the capstone. So in every one of these models, the law of the one, there's, you know, the spherical consciousness. It's as a strong nonlinear system evolves equilibrium. This goes back to heart coherence, a frequency that is the fractal fabric of the holographic universe. Coherence is like the glue that holds the universe together. And quantum science is discovering all this. And there's an article here that validates that. Study unveils long-held Fermi puzzle tied to nonlinear systems. This is from Space Daily, space-time stuff. And that's for those science buffs who can think outside the linear box. It gets into the nonlinear nature of the universe, how it's all connected, instant, everywhere, interactive. And following that article link, there's another article that goes into this discovery of the cosmic internet. You might say this is the DNA internet analogous to the internet. And this article, there's a video here, and it gets into the ancient Bosnian pyramids and the breakthrough stuff they're finding out in the largest pyramid in the world, which was uncovered in Bosnia just recently. And researchers at this pyramid complex in Bosnia have made several astonishing finds, reminding them of the recent discovery of standing waves, a form of free energy described by Nikola Tesla, that could constitute the very foundation of a cosmic internet that bridges otherwise remote places in the galaxy. So there's this article that was just published here April 25th. What was that? You know, just a few days ago. And it's called Pyramids Form a Galactic Communications Network Based on the Cosmic Internet Described by Nikola Tesla. And watch that video, and if it doesn't blow your mind, then you're either not paying attention or you're somewhere else. You're not fully present, because this is really profound stuff. It's again one of those amazing things that are being unveiled at this time that's referencing our cosmic history, the cosmic internet, and the DNA internet. How our DNA is all connected to the fabric of the universe, the quantum universe. And this has profound implications. And it all goes back to global reset. Global reset's going on in social, political, and economic institutions. And we're talking about May Day. It's just a couple days. It's called Patriots Day, and it's a time to wake up, wise up, and rise up. And there's an article here from Ben Fulford, his report regarding May 1st, that this is a message to all patriots to take back America on Patriots Day. So this article, again, May 1st, regarding May 1st, holds a vision of victory for the new republic, so the criminal deep state will be dismantled. And the final article here, as far as the secular articles, before I get into the inspirational stuff, is on the New Republic of America. Again, the anagram, I Am Race anagram. 10 points about the Republic by One Who Knows. And this One Who Knows is kind of a pseudonym for someone who's been like deep throat for what's really going on with behind the scenes with this restructuring the infrastructure for the New Republic and I reference to it as America, the I Am race, you know, the first principles that are basically rebooting, you know, this reset, social, political, and economic. And this article is from AscensionWithEarth.com. And I think it's a very succinct explanation of the New Republic. I think you'll find that very interesting. So the bottom line inspiration videos that I referred to at the beginning of the show, there's several of them that are quite phenomenal. One of them is just the first one I have here is 4 minutes long, called Expanding Your Consciousness and the Great 5D Shift. And there's one that was from just April 26, just a few days ago, by David C. Lewis at theheartcenter.org, called Life is God's Great Love Affair with the Creation. And that's just one inspired rap. I mean, if you get a chance to listen to that, I thought that was phenomenal. And here's another one, video that you can watch from April 5th, 2014, which was, we're talking about, that was 3 years ago. But there's more than 5 million views of this video, and it's called The Amazing Power of Your Mind. This is a must-see, you know, for inspiration of the amazing, the amazing power of the mind. I can see why there's more than 5 million views of this video over the last 3 years. And as for quantum awakening, there's another video here from just a couple years ago. It's got more than almost 2 million views, called Quantum Mechanics of the Human Brain and Consciousness. And again, these videos are stepped down, so you know it's more or less easy to understand. These are layman's videos. And as for emerging net reality, there's also a video here. It's just 12 minutes. It's called We Are Becoming the Internet, and the Internet is Becoming Us. The United Sovereigns of Earth is what I refer to us. And basically, we shape the internet infrastructure, and then it shapes us. And that understanding is really the dynamic that's going on with the global evolution, revolution, revelations right now, as a, you know, the family of mankind in a global village. So there's another video here I wanted to reference. It's called it's a new Ascended Masters website, and you want to look at that. That's at www.lightworldwide.net. Lightworldwide, one word, .net. It's a new website, it's in a master's, and some really, really good material there, you know, if you're disposed to the Ascended Master's vision, you'll appreciate that. There's a one-minute video called 2017 Skill Sets for the Golden Age, just 1 minute long, and a little quickie, you can watch that, and it's followed by a 1.5-hour in-depth thing on the what's going on with the Great 5D Shift. It's called the Great 5D Shift Movie, Five Gateways into the New Paradigm. So we actually got a few minutes left here. I thought I'd do a. I usually don't finish up with this with a advertisement of any kind, but I want to thank all those who support this new service. You know, while supporting your health at Ultramedix Services. Which is products and services for optimizing health. And I thought I'd finish with this health, optimal health factoid. This is about the Swedish pollen extract, SPX for short, is the most advanced nutraceutical superfood used in drip IVs by immunologists worldwide. And comparing this bee pollen to this SPX, Swedish pollen extract, is like comparing a bicycle to a Tesla supercar. Now, you can dissolve this SPX powder sublingually under the tongue, and it passes through the blood-brain barrier to provide neurotransmitter precursors for mental energy and mental health. And swallowing the remainder, SPX provides hormonal precursors for your endocrine system, you know, the glands that regulate immunity, to optimize healing through homeostasis. And SPX is a micronutrient rocket fuel for the mitochondria powerhouse of every cell. And these are brain cells, physical cells, glandular cells, and that's why you don't want to take it in the evening because you may be laying awake at 1, 2 o'clock and wondering why you're not tired. So for more benefits, that's Swedish pollen extract. You can go to that link and This is to your health, to your faith, to your good vision, virtue, valor for the victory, Earth's evolutions, onwards and upwards, more light and love, easier and faster. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. And thanks for listening to Cosmic Love. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.